O Holy Spirit, how came you to inhabit such frail vessels as these, so simply racked by earthly insult? And yet what noble art you fashion, the well-tempered pectoralis of Olympian brave, the salacious curve of Nubian breast. How your perfect arcs arouse the fire of heaven in my chest, or slay my smallness with your sweep and splendor. But to what end is this serpent-chasing tail? Shall we wear these fleshy robes like a habit and make monks of both meek and mighty? I dare you to show me yours. I've already shown you mine. Shall I, with such mortal tongue and mealy mouth, pronounce the perfect harmonies of your name? Could even one winged syllable rise on fetid breath from such humble birth and prove the virtue of my desperate prose? How with such pallid words can I paint the portrait of the divine, as if with black and white I could portray the perfect bloody palette of the western sun? By such things as moons are months measured, and men alike. Night is nigh before day does die. Thus, dipping earthward like the sky at sea, we taste the brine of this our pregnant dream, watery tomb and watery womb. Should these fallow vowels inspire, no wake will mar the ebbing tide, nor mark this passing time, but light shall pierce your eye, and with baby's cry, awaking rise from birth and death to fly.